News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN on a cold Friday afternoon, but we are still solid conservative and just plain right. Temperature outside in the 30s. It was in the 20s this morning. Going to go down to 20s again tonight. Man, that's just like so smoking cold. I swear we were walking around in flip-flops and t-shirts like just a week or so ago, which was also weird, by the way. Hey, so by the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. Hey, a lot of you guys out there are already back at work. In fact, some of y'all are grabbing the car keys, ready to head home from a weekend of being at work all week, but there's folks out there still looking for work. I know it. We have one of the best unemployment rates in the state, but there's still folks looking for jobs. If you're looking for work right now, let me tell you about ZLA Solutions. You can check out their website. I went to it a little while ago just to see, you know, some things that are on it. And yeah, ZLA Solutions. If you're looking for a job, they've got them posted right now on their website. Good paying jobs all across North Alabama. And they've got some jobs with great benefits attached to them. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, ZLA Solutions, they can handle that for you. That's what they do. They're good at it. And they can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, whatever it is. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions is one of the best around at filling out the ranks of your workforce. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, so heading into the weekend here, talking about the legislature. They're herding the goats up on Goat Hill. And, you know, the legislature's got several things. Some irons are already in the fire, if you will. Here's the way that works, by the way. To use the parlance that we use when I was a state senator, the bills get dropped in. So what's going to wind up happening is right now, there's a handful of bills that have already been pre-filed, they call it. And that's when someone, one of the legislators, has got a bill that they want to sort of get out there and sort of get it in the queue early. It may be that they want to drop it in for notoriety's sake. It may mean they want to get an early number so they can say, mine was Senate Bill number 2, you know, whatever. But the truth is, most of the bills are going to get dropped in on the first day or two of the legislative session, which is next week. And that day is, I mean you're going to see the number of bills in the queue go from, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of around 15 or 20 total right now to probably over 150 on the day one. Anyway, but there's a number of things that are in the queue right now, pre-filed bills. I can see bills right now on constitutional carry. There's quite a few of those. Mississippi and Tennessee are apparently already constitutional carry states. Georgia, Florida are not. We are an open carry state, but we still have permits for concealed carry in Alabama. So that's coming, and that has a lot of oomph right now, if you will. There's some more abortion bills, and I'm very pro-life, and I'm for doing whatever we can to shore that up. There's a couple of bills related to vaccine mandates. Not sure how they're going to work out yet. There's a House Bill 16 that apparently bans employers from requiring vaccines or treating vaccinated individuals differently. I'm curious to see how that's going to be enforceable. I mean, I like the idea, but sometimes a good-sounding bill is truthfully not a good bill when you get in the weeds because it becomes big government telling businesses what to do, and you got to be careful. But nonetheless, I like the idea of not having these mandates. All right, the phones are lighting up, so let me do this. I'm going to go ahead, Copper, highlight the one that came in first. I think I know it was line one, wasn't it? Yeah, let's do that. Copper, let's get Mark from Huntsville. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
Well, doing great. I tell you what, I told you before, I'm so Right Side, I can't get in an airplane. It doesn't have to be right wing.
I remember you saying that.
Okay, so here's where what I'd really like to see is metrics, as in every state. I am sure every state, they sit there and whine and moan and say, we're 50th in education. We need more money for education. And the thing is, what are the metrics? You know, it's like Monday, one of the teams is going to lose, and that other team will have come in last. Oh, they're going to be such a horrible team. They came in last. So what I want to know is, when it comes to people saying we're 50th in education in this field or that field or other field, what are the metrics, you know? If the score is 1 to 100 and 49 states scored 98 and that other last state, it has such a horrible, it only scored a 97, and came in 50th. Oh, and I only scored a 97 when everybody else was at 98. So you could legitimately say we came in 50th. But that ain't bad. So what are the metrics that we're using to sit there and say we're 50th or 52nd or whatever?
Yeah, I'll jump on that. Here's a couple thoughts for you. These are metrics off the top of my head from having studied it. I don't have the latest numbers in my hand, but in my head right now. So the NAEP, the National Association of Education Professionals. Anyway, NAEP, they do the annual rankings of the states. And the criteria they use, they break it down by topics, math, science, English literacy, that kind of thing. And Alabama ranks 52nd in math. They rank 50th overall. But the criteria, it's not like, and by the way, to answer your question, no, we are not 50th, but yet we're at 97%. I can go back and get that for you. I'm doing a segment on education next week. But here's the other thing. Many times in Montgomery, I had somebody that would say, we don't fund education to the proper levels. And they could never tell me what the proper levels were. Well, here's an idea of proper levels. Last I checked, Alabama spends somewhere in the neighborhood of $9,600 per student per year. But there are 8 other states, I believe it was, that spend less than that per year, and they rank higher than us in the rankings. So money is not the issue there either. But, Mark, I got other calls.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'm gonna try. That's a great point, though. I'm gonna try and break that down some more next week. I've got a segment coming, maybe as late as Wednesday, but I've got a segment coming on education next. So that's a good one. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend. All right, Kirby from Harvest is online too. Kirby, how are you today, man?
Yes, sir. Doing fine. Can y'all hear me clearly?
I got you. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to comment just a little bit on the. You know, I'd just gotten back from the grocery store, and I heard somebody talking about selling land to countries even like Red China. And I'm like, what's wrong with us? Have we figured out yet? I mean, especially if it would be land that can grow food. And I know some land may be grown up in trees that maybe could be converted into food-growing land. But either kind, I mean, we're just giving them something they can pull right out from under us. I mean, I would love to see what George Washington would think if he heard United Kingdom own some of our land because it was sold to him. I would love to hear what he would say.
Here's the rub on that, Kirby. So the fine line you have to walk on that is, what if you were the one who owned the land and you had people making offers on it, and the best offer for you and for your family was one that came from a foreign government? Is it right for us to tell you you're not allowed to take that opportunity for your family? That's the kicker. It's not that we want to see China own our land at all. Is the question is, can we restrict you from selling your land to who you want to because it's best for you? And there's the fine line right there. And also, I think it's going to be kind of weird. Because this bill right now allegedly doesn't differentiate. It says agricultural land, but what if they're buying former agricultural land and they're going to make it into a manufacturing plant? Does that still qualify? I don't know. We got to figure this out.
Well, I mean, I kind of went back to the World War II era, too. I mean, what if my dad wanted to sell his land? What if Grandpa wanted to sell his land to Nazi Germany? I mean, Hitler, they said they would like to buy it. I mean, it's... I think what I'm seeing is that you can use anything. If you're a true American, you can use something for good. But if you're somebody who wants, especially somebody who wants to do evil, you can take a regular transaction and turn it into something that can, like you said, flip you on your face.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a hard row to hoe here. No pun intended. But in the end, they can't take our land away. So if there became a time of war, just like right now, we've got a whole bunch of Afghan Taliban assets frozen in our banks. They wish they could have it, but they can't. The same is true with our land. If we went to war with Nazi Germany and Germany owned land in the United States, they didn't get to pick it up and take it away. It stayed here and they forfeited that land. So I think that's what we're looking at. But anyway, more to come on that one, Kirby. Thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend. Let me take one more call before the break. I've got Leanne from Huntsville on line 5. Hey, Leanne, Phil Williams, how are you today?
Oh, good, Phil. Staying warm over there with that coffee?
Trying to. It's kind of hard right now.
Yeah. Back to the agricultural land. believe that China would go under the radar and pick the Netherlands, pick any other country, and come over here and absorb as much as they could. We can't underestimate China at any level. I understand my family's had land, and to not be able to sell to whom you want to sell to, but maybe going with something of you have to offer it to United States-based people. If not sold within a quota of time, then you can branch out. But keeping our land in the United States, I think it's a civic duty.
I don't disagree with that, and I think the easy solution here would be that if they are on a State Department sanctioned list or something like that, that it might be something that's preventable. But I don't know. I'm going to have to unpack this one some more, Leanne, because like I said to Kirby a minute ago, it's a fine line to have to walk, because I don't want to see China owning our land either. But in the end, I don't want to see you or anybody else who owns land being told you're not allowed to sell it to the benefit of your own family and your own business. So, yeah, we'll see how this one pans out, but more to come on that. Hey, Leanne, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break of the day. When we get back, we'll wrap up the day, head into the weekend. All you guys that are starting to make that cold drive home, be careful on the roads. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 4:53 PM on a Friday afternoon. Bunch of y'all got that go-home attitude right now. You're ready. Maybe some of you are on the roads. I mean, and I would not be a bit surprised. Friday afternoon traffic always seems to start a little bit earlier somehow. As you head out, though, temperatures are cold. Just watch for any black ice. I think we're good, but nonetheless, just keep your eyes open. Hey, let me tell you too, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You hear them advertised on the show all the time. One of our team members, I've been to both locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I was just texting back and forth with Travis to make sure nothing had changed about them opening in the morning. They are open at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I'm going to encourage you to think about this. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Saturday morning. Treat yourself to like a major cup of coffee, not just a normal one, but a major cup of coffee. They've got all the best roasts. They've got cappuccinos, macchiatos, lattes. They can do pour over style black coffee. Oh man, I'm telling you. And so Just Love Coffee Cafe, though, also has a menu, and their breakfast menu. I mean, think about going in on a Saturday morning. Don't have to clean the dishes up yourself, but you get a womelet. What's that you say? A womelet with a W. Womelet. It's like eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, all cooked in a waffle iron. Thank you very much. Or how about the bacon tater, which is a hash brown waffle. You heard me, a hash brown waffle, cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper and served with a side of either sour cream or ketchup. They got breakfast burritos. They got berry waffles. I'm just telling you. You might want to consider breakfast and a major cup of coffee on Saturday morning at Just Love Coffee Cafe. They open at 7 a.m. on Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Copper, are you putting emojis on the board? What are you saying to me right now?
My mouth is drooling. My stomach is growling.
Oh, when I do the menu thing, it always makes me hungry too. I mean, like that gum. I could keep on reading the menu, because I just get a kick out of reading the menu. But you got plans for the weekend? You got a good weekend going, or are you just going to chill?
Oh, I don't know. I might just chill. A couple of my roommates are sick, so we've got some housework to catch up on.
Drag. All right. Well, nonetheless, this is the weekend where we, from the outside, it looks like our decorations have been taken down. From the inside, they're still laying around. So I'm pretty sure this is the box them all up weekend at the Williams household. But, you know, you got to do it. Charlene is a decorator bar none. I mean, like, our house is a winter wonderland. Aww. At Christmas. But it all has to go back in boxes at some point. So that's this weekend. All right. Well, listen, next week I expect to have some good guests on. And like I said before, the legislature goes into session next week. I like to joke, as a former state senator, the state is always safer when the legislature is not in session. But I say that jokingly, some things have to happen, and good things do happen. So, you know, I used to really enjoy being down in Montgomery and sort of nugging it out, trying to stop. And I'll be honest with you, I would say probably two-thirds of the time that I spent in Montgomery was to block bad bills. It was not always about what I got passed. Sometimes it was. Sometimes, though, you're the guy who's making sure that that really awful bill doesn't get passed and become law. That's important, too. Some of the things that are still on the plate, though, that we're wondering about right now, the Alabama racetrack owners in this state have begun launching a media campaign. They are asking for the legislature this year to pass that casino gaming bill that was on last year. I'm going to unpack that in some more detail next week, but that was the most god-awful bill I've ever seen, and not just because it was about gambling, all right? And by the way, as a state senator for 8 years, did I have people ask me about lottery? Yes, I did. Did I ever have anybody ask me to expand casino gaming? No, not once. You know, if somebody wants to go to a casino, they can still drive to the Porch Creek Casino right down there by Montgomery and one in Wetumpka. If they really want to do something, they could go over to Biloxi, Mississippi. Like, how long does that really take you to get there? Do we need to take the same people who've been breaking the laws in this state now for the last 20 years and give them a monopoly on casino gaming expanded all across the state? My response to that is freaking no. So I am not keen on that bill, especially if it comes back in the same form it was in last year. Last year was just awful. Other things that are happening, we don't know what's going to happen yet with the budgets, but I suspect they're going to be large. I would hope the legislature would find a tax break in their heart somewhere to look at giving back now that we have surpluses. I mean, I did not have the luxury of surpluses when I was in Montgomery, but they've got them now. All right, folks, that's a full day. Man, we covered some stuff. I enjoy the show. I enjoy you guys. Thanks for being a great audience of Right Side Ruffians. Stay on your toes. It's going to take all of us. But guess what? There's more of us than there are of them. That's right. Not on my watch. We're going to turn this ship around. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I are back on Monday, 2 to 5. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend.